The message you're about to listen to is brought to you by Pastor Henry Onyedikachi.
If we don't preach the gospel, we cannot expel darkness from the hearts of men. Woe is me if I preach not the gospel. I have a commitment. Necessity is laid on me. I have an assignment to preach the gospel.
Stay blessed.
You are the prayerist of prayer. You are the one that would open your mouth. So Paul says, I decide when I want to pray in tongues. I decide when I want to pray in English. I am also the one that decides what I want to say. So some of you think, you know, at that point you are saying that thing. Is joy inside you? Eh? Is joy inside of you? You know, joy is full. You are full of joy, right? But are you flowing in joy at that point? Why? You switched off. So can we switch on joy a little in this morning? Glory! He said, what are they doing? People that went to school. And I tell people, when you come for a Holy Ghost meeting, every sense of decorum should go. Sometimes how to know you are ready for a Holy Ghost meeting is when you remove your shoe. Look, when you come and the meeting has not started and your shoe is off, you come down from your heel. And you are ready to run, ready to dance. You know the Bible tells us something. On the day of Pentecost, I don't know. Okay, well. Acts 2:15. What did the people say about the disciples on the day of Pentecost? They were drunk. If you meet someone speaking a language you don't know, the first thing that should come to your mind is not that the person is drunk. They obviously said they were drunk because they were doing other things other than that tongues. You get the point? And notice Peter did not deny that they were drunk. These are not drunken as you suppose. They are not drunken the way you think. It's not like they are not drunk. But it's not like you think. It's still early morning. We would have gotten beer by now. We are drunk, sha. But not as you suppose. Oh, Ephesians 5 verse 18. Be not drunk with wine. Where is SS? But... So he compares drunkenness with being filled with the Holy Ghost. Okay, let me use drunkenness. this is my own bottle of beer now. Right? Now, who is a drinker? Anytime I want, I determine how many bottles I take. And so, that's how beef it is. If you need more, if I need more joy, I do more joy. If I need more tongues, I do more tongues. This is the power of the Spirit. The power of the Spirit. You come, you take anything you want, you collect. And so, just like it's drunkenness, you drink. And the pot never gets us. It's every, you drink. You drink. Who is the drinker? You are the drinker. Okay? So, am I going to? So, I don't know how to pray in tongues. Come on, start drinking. Stop that rubbish. Don't know what? Start drinking. Say, I don't know how to heal the sick. What are you saying? Start drinking. Put up. He said, you are not drunken as you suppose. But are drunken. And it was a man of God that said, we are not filled by what is in a green bottle. We are filled with what is in a green Bible. Hey. So you find out this is a pub, right? You know what's a pub, right? It's a pub. You know what's a pub? What is a pub? B-U-B. What's the pub? Huh? Are you sure, Nilo? Nilo, are you sure? Okay, so let me, this is a bar, right? And the wine is ready. That is how we tease in the spirit. You are where the wine is. And so anytime you see someone doing spiritual things and another believer is not doing it, what is the difference? He refused. Or let me put it another way. He refused to put on the switch. Okay, let me say it again. He refused to take up. Hallelujah. As people say, you are drunken masters. Woo! And so on the day of Pentecost, they were not speaking in tongues with a sense of decorum. They were not sitting down doing chaprions. If they were just saying le chromation, they were just small, 120. Nobody will notice them. 120 among how many thousand people? No, if they were doing mysterious, they were misbehaving on that day. That's why when you see us dancing, we are not doing it with exuberance. Turn it to something on our inside. Glory! And so, people that want to get high, see, this not a, believers that want to get high, I'm leaving my message already. And they want to get high, they smoke stuffs, they drink stuffs. It's okay. The difference is spiritual growth. When you grow, you will realize that we can get higher. I've gone to meetings, I'm telling you, if you see a normal phlegmatic, very composed young girl, yet when the things that when she puts on that switch, you see the girl misbehaving. It's all over the place. That's why when they now snap the picture and post, you'll be like, is it me? Because the thing it can hide you. Then after that picture and post, I say, when was this happening? You just see yourself, your wig is off. and you don't care. It's actually when the whole thing lifts. What do I mean by when it lifts? When you put it off. Right? When you now put it off. And I say, wow, what's happening to me? What's going on? Hallelujah. Glory. So it's like taking up. And so when we say, I received the gift of healing. No, it's always been there. You just put on the tap. The same way it is to rejoicing, that same way it is to everything. Put on the tap. And I'll show you how. Maybe we'll start with that this morning. I'll close with it too. In Acts 2 verse 4, let's look at that. They were filled with the Holy Ghost. And what followed? And began to speak with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. And so, what happened when they were filled, or when they were taking up the power? What happened? They began to speak with tongues. Let me put it simply. Utterance is one major way to get yourself drunk. Hallelujah. We're going to drink a little this morning. Amen. Are you ready? Utterance is one major way. What is utterance? I mean, tongues is one major way. You know, and this will unlock every other supernatural whatever you. That's why normally I advise people, sometimes before you go to a miracle, you want to go and heal the sick or something, just be talking in tongues. It's how to open the tongue. You know, sometimes, for instance, if you are sitting in a place and you feel unspiritual, start speaking in tongues. Have you observed this? Once you just pray with us on time, the whole feeling, because you just put on, how are they feeling the Holy Ghost? They began talking to us. Everywhere you see being filled with the Holy Ghost, you will see tongues. In Acts, you see speaking, utterance. But in Acts 31, I would say when they prayed, the place where they were was shaking. And they spoke, they began to speak the word of God with boldness. So you always see speaking, attaching yourself to being filled. So when we come here, and I want to get myself drunk right now, I want to put on something. What easy way to do it? Just begin talking tongues. Kabalada. Kabalada bashanda. And you notice, sometimes when you start, you're not even feeling it. Does that happen to you? Is that when you're not in a good mood? You're not even in the mood to pray. You're not feeling it. I was in Laba. Yakabarata shata. Shakatu palake yaporu kutu shakala. Kabasoko labara. Hey, Kaba. Don't worry. Just continue. Just continue. Before you know, your hand is behind you. They're just moving. And somehow, even your legs that were tired. So it, by ultra, Sam going to tell you, you want to release yourself to the supernatural. Every time, get into ultra. Switch into tongues. Just continue. You are putting on something. Even what you call rejoicing, that's one way. Of course, another way, which is still connected to tongues, is as that begins to happen, begin to respond to every prompting in your heart. As I put on top. Or maybe it's healing. As we get pray, call over heart. Come. Then just be healed. And that's it. And that's it. Because you are where the wine is. The wine is in you. So how do I drink? I just start talking in tongues. And you, there will be promptings in your heart. And so when there is a sick person to pray for, it's not time to say, I don't have the gift of healing. Or let me pray for the gift of healing. How do you, when you begin to feel that way, I tell you what to do. Switch on. Just talk in tongues a little. Talk in tongues a little. You know, I was telling you a story of a man of God. I think that was Reverend George. He came to pray for someone. And according to the story, he just got into the place. The man was bedridden. And he sat down. He just came in and said, sir, welcome. He sat down. Some time, he sat down for 2 minutes. He was praying in tongues. 5 minutes, he was just praying in tongues. They were waiting, and a man of God just arrived. 5 minutes, 10 minutes, he didn't say anything. They were getting angry. 15 minutes, he didn't say anything. 13 minutes, he was just talking. 1 hour, you can imagine, you've heard the man of God. He sat down. After an hour, 30 minutes, 2 hours, he just stood up, went to that person. Be healed! The man jumped up. Because, you know, you generate, you drink so much. The switch is there. So, well, just turn it on. Oh. In Acts 8 verse 17, when Peter came to Samaria, you know, King James is interesting. If you just read this verse, Acts 8 verse 17, you wouldn't know that they prayed in tongues on that day. Look at the Bible said, then laid their hands on them, and they received, that's lambano, right? They took up the Holy Ghost, right? Okay. Continue. And when Simon saw, when Simon saw, now, the previous verse didn't tell us what happened when they received the Holy Ghost. But Simon saw that through the laying on of hands, the Holy Ghost was given. He offered them money. Now listen, how did Simon see? It obviously means there was something they did. Are you on the point? It wasn't just, Simon did not see in the spirit. There was something they did that made Simon to know. He offered them money. Next verse. You know Peter now. He said, give me this power. That anybody I lay hands on receive the Holy Ghost. Verse 20. Peter said unto him, thy money perish with thee. Peter is mean. When you read this, you now understand why Ananias and Sapphira died. You know Ananias? After you don't know why Ananias died. Thy money. You know what that means? It means when you are done, when your money is done perishing, you perish too. But that's not my assignment. And that says, because thou hast thought that thou can, that the gift of God may be purchased with money. Verse 21 is what I'm going to. Thou hast neither part nor lot in this That's what I'm showing you. I don't want to analyze what Peter did, leave the matter. But he said, in this matter, that word matter is the Greek word logos. He just gave it as matter. You know what logos is, right? Utterance. Words. They say, in this utterance thing, so it tells you what happened when those guys received the Holy Ghost. Right? Because utterance, they spoke. They spoke. And so, utterance is one major way. You take hold, you lay hold, you drink, you put on, you switch on that which is inside of you. I am talking to someone because you are thinking, I don't even pray in tongues. No, that's not true. You pray in tongues. Haven't you noticed that whenever we are in a meeting and are praying, you sense that thing wanting to come out? But the point is, you are expecting that he's all over me. He's moving me around. That's your expression. He's now rotating. I don't know. I don't know yourself again. I have to say, Baba, come on. This, remember, you are the drinker. When we lay hands on you to pray in tongues, open your mouth. The language is there. So will I know what I'm talking about? You shouldn't know. That's why it's tongues. If you sincerely want to know, switch it to interpretation. He says, me, my own is only tongues. I'm not an interpretation person. I'm just tongues. You are foolish. You are foolish because it's spiritual foolishness. How can you be saying what you don't know? You don't want to know what I say, right? Every time, the pub, the bar is where you are. Don't take one bottle and walk out. Stay there. When you do tongues, do interpretation. When you are done, prophesy. When you are done, see visions. Don't just do it and walk out. When you are done, see visions. When you are done, give word of knowledge. Everything is there. Anyone you want, you take it up. So, which one are we going to do this morning? Now, you choose one. Hallelujah. 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 Oh, glory. Yes. Okay. Yes. Hallelujah. Shamala de Kosa. Shamala de Kosa. Okay, yes. Yeah. Oh, yes. Fear is lifted. Fear is lifted. You know, so someone here, you've been living under threats. Someone has been threatening you. Yeah. I don't know whether it's physical dream or something, but there have been threats. Let me see. If I just spoke to you, let me see. I want to pray for you. Good. Fear is God. Hallelujah. And what I see in the spirit, empty threats. Empty threats. Don't listen to that. Threats. This is physical, right? Physical. Somebody is threatening physical. Empty threats. It's nothing. Get the mic. Something is happening here now. Empty threats. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Empty threats. Empty threats. Fear is gone. I just picked that up by the Spirit. Empty threats. Fear is gone. Oh, yes. You know that there is someone here now, and that has been on your, is it your father
or your mother, your father, between January and this July, there has been like more than 3 attempts or 3 different times your father was almost going to pass on. I don't know. It has happened once. Your father was going to pass on. And then I'm talking about became unconscious to a point. And then after some time came back. It has happened like 3 times. Let me see your hand. I want to pray for you. I won't send death. Raise your hand with you. Your dad has struggled with life. Raise your hand. Come on, feel free. Come. Death is cast out of this meeting. Raise your hand.
Now.
No, stand. Let me say this. Play that song again. Yes.
There'll be no more time in Jesus' name.
Yes.
We believe.
He said it is finished.
In Jesus' name,
will there be no more crying? Hey, there'll be no more death. Oh, hey, yeah. He said it is
finished.
We believe.
He said it is finished.
There'll be no more sorrow.
There'll be no more crying.
In Jesus' name. There'll be no more sorrow.
There'll be no more sorrow.
No more bloodshed.
There'll be no more bloodshed.
Yeah.
He said it is finished. We believe. He said it is finished. We believe.
Listen, there is, I don't know who this is, but I'm talking about a community. Your community for years now has been involved in an inter-community clash that has taken many lives. I don't know if I'm just speaking to you. There has been kind of inter-community, but is it you? Your community has taken many lives. And you see, by the Spirit, you're going to receive wisdom. I don't know. I heard the Lord say to me, say not, I am too small to handle this. Oh, there'll be no more pain. There'll be no more sorrow. And there'll be no more bloodshed.
In Jesus' name.
There'll be no more crying.
There'll be no more pain.
He said it is finished.
We believe.
He said it is finished.
We believe.
No more sorrow.
In Jesus' name.
There'll be no more bloodshed.
There'll be no more
deaths.
There'll be He said it is finished. And we believe.
He said it is finished.
He said it is finished. And we believe.
Now, all of you, I cause death to cease in your home. Never. 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 Death is cut off from your home. We bring an end to death. And certainly in the name of Jesus, take your hands off these families now. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. And listen, is your family that, is your community I talked about, that's a community clash? The community clash for long, and I just connected what you told me recently. You've been led to put up some meetings in your village, right? The plan is this December, right? You see, that meeting is not just going to be a meeting that will bring men to Christ. It will raise men, but it will end and. An age-long rivalry in your community. You look at an end. Bow your hands and say not, I am small, says the Lord. Say not, I am small. It's done. Hallelujah. Pray in the Holy Ghost, wherever you are. God bless you. Go back. Pray in the Holy Ghost. God bless you, my go back. He said it is finished.
He said it is finished. We believe.
He said it is finished.
He said it is finished.
Thank you, Jesus.
We believe.
He said it is finished.
He said it is finished.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
We believe.
Oh, he said it is finished.
He said it is finished.
Oh, thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
We believe.
Okay. So, should we put this off now? Because I just switched it on. Right? I just did that to show you. I can switch back. I'm not done with my message. I can switch back to it now. I don't get a point. You are the switch. You are the drinker. You know, there's somebody that did this song. They say we've come to draw. Draw. Now, I don't so much like that song for some reasons. But I prefer to say we've come to drink. Hallelujah. You get the point?
Come to drink. Drink from you again. Hey, hey,
hey.
We've come to drink from you again.
Hallelujah.
Hey,
hey. Amen.
Yeah.
I'm going to teach again for like 10 minutes. Then I'm going to eliminate every sense of decorum in this hall. Okay? And we're all going to get drunk. Oh, glory!
We've come to drink from you again. Yeah.
Hallelujah. You see that? You see that? You see that? And so by your tongues, by tongues, by simple tongues and responding to the promptings in your heart, we can switch into anything. We could do healing too this morning. And so you find out, all I've been trying to say this morning is, it is the believer that channels the power of God. And so whenever we say, don't ever think of anything supernatural as something that is outside of you. No. It's there. You are the one that will channel it the way you want it to be. so next time there is a need for healing, channel the power towards healing. When there is lack, channel the power. You don't know how to do it, just do what I said. Start tongues. Just mutter a little. That's one of the biggest blessings of Christianity, to talk in the Holy Ghost. You know, in 1 Corinthians 14 verse 2, it tells us that when you speak in tongues, you are talking to God direct. Look at it. He said, he that speaketh in unknown tongues speaketh not unto man, but unto God. He said, no man understands him. He said, how be it in the spirit? He's speaking mysteries. He's speaking mysteries. So you speak to God. If one thing that happens when you speak in tongues is, tongues has a way of shutting your mind off. You know, sometimes you pray and your mind is louder than your voice. Tongues will shut it off. Look at verse 14, of 1 Corinthians 14. He said, when you pray, your understanding is unfruitful when you're praying in the spirit. So you can shut it off. You can shut it off. Maybe close with one last scripture. Jude verse 20. Building up yourself in your most holy faith. And so, this is, see, all trance is done. That's why if you're here, you don't pray in tongues. Well, start, see, this thing is there where you are. If you can understand this simple thing, there is no supernatural thing you cannot do. When I came to simplify this month, I've done many teachings on the supernatural. I've done complicated things, simple things. But this morning, if you can understand that everything, said, how do you build up yourself? Your most holy faith, stuck in tongues. Praying in the Holy Ghost. Praying in the Holy Ghost. So, you get yourself drunk. Let me close. This tongues is the way to prophesy. I hope you know. How do you prophesy? We talk in tongues. Tongues still is the way to revelation gifts. Tongues too is the way to power. By utterance, you let loose everything that is shut up within you. So Paul says, be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Holy Ghost. How? Verse 19. Speaking to yourselves. And so, utterance is the way to let loose. To let loose. To get yourself drunk. Oh, yes. Get yourself drunk. You get yourself drunk. And so, don't ever say, I just don't feel it. Come on. You're not a human feeler. But then, even when you want to feel, just get into utterance. I don't just feel good. I don't just feel this power thing. I just switch into utterance. And I'll show you a joke as a way. It's even with utterance that you face life situations. When things go wrong, just start walking up and down. Just place around. And then it will begin to work from your inside. The interpretation is coming now, right? You have begin to talk. Hey, you are playing Sunanane, a real chromatic nefrateka matish. Utuklia pretekaya. It simplified for you. Yes, it was complex. You've tried to meet it in different ways. But right now, it simplified. It simplified. You see the way. You see the way. You see the way. It simplified for you. It's simplified for you. The door is open now. I say you can just walk in. Yes, you have been banging on one closed door for a very long time. But now you've been banging on the wrong door. That's a problem. But see what is going to happen. A new door is open before you. You walk in. You walk in. Switch into all trust. You unlock all those things. You see power. That's why I tell you, sometimes just stay in your house with your friends. Do tongues for 3 hours. When you are done, start looking for a hospital. Are you getting me? I told you, I fixed a primary with my friends many years ago. We came, even though we didn't let her work with them, but I did it alone. Spent all night, it was a routine almost every Friday. Pastoral Friday, come to church in the night, pray till morning.
utterance. Get home, sleep a little, wake up by 12, and go to hospitals. Because we are let, you know, power is where I am. It's when people don't understand it, they think we are receiving from somewhere. No, tongues is not to give you power from somewhere. Tongues is just to awaken that thing, to open the tap. So, let's rejoice. I don't feel like rejoicing. Otherwise, we also let you lose. That's why you notice, when it comes to rejoicing, you notice, once I pray in tongues, I will say something. That thing I say lets me lose. I can say, I have joy. I'll say, glory! Glory! When I just go, glory! It comes. Your legs begin to move by themselves. Everything super, just let it loose by utterance. That's why you see, it's utterance, tongues, prophecy, then even by prophecy, miracles happen. So you want to let loose, it's there. So I want to call your attention to the supernatural this morning. And how to do it is for you to know that something, everything is in there. What I'm just trying to show you, you are where the thing is. He said, I'm going to my Father. Where I am, you may also be. That is on high. You are there now. So do the needful. Begin to drink. Lehud. Lambano. You remember those who have seen this morning? Take up. Lehud. Lambano. Grab it. Seize it. It's yours. So it's not like God is out. Remember what I did with the angel? God is not out every day giving you the Holy Ghost. No, he said, I will pour my spirit upon our flesh. He poured once. What will now follow? Your sons and daughters. So, who is the pourer? God. Your sons and daughters will prophesy. So, the job of prophecy is not on God. You get the point? So, he has poured. So, if I'm not prophesying, why am I not prophesying? You are either ignorant or you deliberately don't want to follow the word. Prophecy is within me. Tongues is within me. Miracles are within me. Word of knowledge is within me. Descent of spirit is within me. I see visions. I raise the dead. I heal the sick. I prophesy. I talk in tongues. I do joy. I'm supernatural. I'm supernatural. Some of you will be led after this meeting to go to wherever. And God release the power of God there. Because so much is locked up on your inside that you can open up this morning. Stand to your feet. Talk it.
For more information, inquiry, or prayer request, please visit our website at www.henryonyedikachi.com.